The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 29th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS getting number one again on the Hot 100, another Samsung slash BTS collab, and more. We'll also be taking another quiz, so let's get it.
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
The next giveaway is for all followers. We're giving away the BTS graphic lyric book set. To enter, follow Interlude Army on Himalaya. Screenshot your follow and write the word lyric on the screenshot. Then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the subject line saying lyric giveaway. And tune in to next week's episode to hear if you're a winner. So, Jose, how have you been doing?
I've been good. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of news to share with our listeners, and I'm excited about that. But on a on my personal life, school is whooping my AZZ.
Oh, no.
But I understand, though, usually you only have that one. The first day is just like, here's the syllabus. This is what we're going to do. And then the next day is like, here's everything else. Like, now you got to start working. So now I'm like in the middle of like projects already, wow. Homework and stuff.
So they threw you.
I already have a quiz coming up. So it's like I'm busy on that end. And family's good. So
that's good.
Everything's good. What about you, Roseanne?
Everything's been good here. I feel like ever since I reconstructed my dining area, there's just a lot more plants. And also been playing a lot of video games. I don't know. For those who are listening, I don't know if you guys know the game Fall Guys.
The who?
It's called Fall Guys. You should look it up. It's really cute. I'll show you clips later. But that game is really addicting. Okay. It's like do you know the game show called Wipeout where people have to go through obstacles?
Yes, I do.
It's like that. So your character has to go through all these obstacles and you're going against like other people to So it's just really fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, but that's what I've been playing. We have a lot of achievements and news to go over, but also little reminders for those who are listening but didn't know. We're going to start with the good news we just received not too long ago.
Yes.
We feel like winners. BTS got number one on Billboard Hot 100 for 2 consecutive weeks now. And my voice just broke because that's how excited.
Yes, I'm so happy. Of course, a number one debut and a number one song, that's a hit already,
of course.
But for the doubters out there, for those people for some reason that needed some type of, hey, can they stay on the charts? Girl, they just shut you up because 2 weeks in a row, consecutive, that means it hasn't left the number one spot, y'all. So for 2 weeks, we can say that this is the biggest song in the country.
Woohoo!
That is amazing, Roseanne. That is not something easy, you know what I mean? Because It's not easy to debut, and then after debut, sometimes, I think a lot of the times actually, because this is only the 20th in history to stay on the number one spot, so it, obviously, statistics don't lie, numbers don't lie, so that means that usually a number one debut, they either fall, they might not fall like super,
but they
like
might free be second, fall or anything like that. You know, like, or third.
Right, they might go to two or three or whatever, you know, they might still be in the top 10, but for them to stay on there, I mean, that's amazing. And that just speaks to ARMY's power, because obviously we are so organized and we, you know, encourage everybody to keep buying, keep streaming as much as possible, and if you're able to donate for those who aren't able to, that helps a lot. And it one of the big tools maybe that we could say is the website, the Dynamite website for to buy the singles, because that's one that usually doesn't get reported until the day that they announce the numbers, and those are the ones that come in like boom, y'all forgot about these numbers right here. Right. And that's what, you know, helps us out. And it's amazing because we're up against a giant, a viral song,
and it's getting all the radio play, because that's one thing that we're lacking in. We don't get as much radio plays as much as the other artists. I heard it's viral on TikTok too.
Oh yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, maybe you can correct me, Roseanne. It keeps being added to like stations, like more plays, you know, instead of it losing radio plays. So that's kind of exciting and like new to us.
I know, you know, right? We're like, wait, did this really happen? Is this a dream?
Yeah.
I know, because we were struggling for years, you guys. Like, I could say like, what, three, almost 4 years we've been struggling with radio plays. And yeah, they are reporting, or at least Brian, thanks to Brian Byrne, we did do like a previous interview with him, if you guys want to check that episode out. But yeah, he's been keeping us updated with like, oh, they're adding it to this radio station's rotation. So it's really good to know that maybe now they're seeing like, wow, like this song has number one on the Hot 100. We should really add this to our, you know, rotation.
Yeah, people want to listen to it on the radio.
For sure, for sure. And I'm really happy to, not gonna lie, just, you know, being real with you guys, I am glad this is not a collab song. I am glad they didn't feature a Western artist, because that was another thing that was going against us. They're like, all their top like radio played songs had someone featured on it, and so the boys did it by themselves, so you know, woo. And just throwing in like a little fun fact, just to show you like the impact of the Dynamite, you get it? Dynamite impact, girl, that don't make no sense. Sorry.
That was good. That was good. That was good, Rosa. See, I see what you did.
See, all right. Well, the ripple effect of the song Dynamite, you know, which took number one on the Hot 100, is estimated around 1.7 trillion Korean won, which is 1.4 billion US dollars. So that's how much money the boys are bringing in to Korea. And this was analyzed by the Korea Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism. So this is like proof, data, real life facts. So it's crazy. Like, they're supporting their whole country. I don't know. That's just really cool. I know.
It's very inspiring, I think, because it's like seven South Korean men are at the top in the U.S., like a totally different country, but they're still supporting their home country. Exactly. It's like they doing all of it. You know what I mean?
They really are. And so I can't wait to see what else Dynamite will achieve.
But we also have more announcements to make as far as Dynamite promotion goes. First off, we do want to mention that for the iHeartRadio Awards, BTS won for the Best Fan ARMY and also Best Music Video. Oh-ho. That's exciting. Of course, they're going to perform for the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and that was one of the things that was announced previously. Like, everybody knew they were going to perform at the iHeartRadio Music Festival because they were announced as headliners. But we only knew that the festival was either the 18th or the 19th. But notice how I tie it in right here, ARMY, because they did give us a promotional schedule for the month of September. And we didn't get a chance to discuss it last week because it was announced after we recorded our last episode. But basically, they confirmed what day they were going to perform for the iHeart Music Festival. But to go in order, The Dynamite promotion continues, guys, and on the 10th of September, they will be performing on NBC's Today's City Music Series. I believe this is done, like, kind of like, I remember they did a performance for, like, Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah.
So something like that, because it's a morning show, so it's going to be early in the morning, but I'm sure they'll upload the performance on YouTube.
For sure.
For those of you who can't, you know, watch it or are at school or work, whatever. So that's exciting. And also on the September, Okay. And then on September 16th, they will be performing on America's Got Talent.
Woohoo! Again.
Again. Again. Yes. Because they have performed there. They performed Idol, and that was 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
No way. It was 2 years already. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Yeah, girl. Like, I know. But it's exciting that they're going to get another opportunity to showcase, you know, their talent. Uh-huh. But you got my... My little to show off their... Okay. Anywho. Yeah, we're going to get another performance for Dynamite on there as well. Uh-huh. That's the 16th. And on the 18th, we'll get the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yay.
So they have confirmed that they are going to perform on the 18th. So any of you who didn't know, like, oh, am I going to have to check both days? No, you're just going to have to check out the 18th if you just want to look at BTS.
For sure.
I do want to know if maybe they'll be performing more than once.
Yeah, aren't the music festivals usually longer stages, I would think?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually TXT that performed. It was something else, but it was also like iHeart related. Something Congo? I forgot. But they performed like 3 songs for there. So I don't know if the iHeart Radio Music Festival is going to be like maybe 3 songs, hoping.
Well, because they performed for the iHeart last year, if I'm not mistaken. Remember for the Christmas?
Oh, the Jingle Ball Girl. I completely.
The Jingle Ball, yeah.
When.
I forgot the name, but I was like, I know it's iHeart as well.
It's Jingle Ball.
And so they also performed 3 songs. So I'm pretty sure they're going to give us Dynamite and then. We just don't know what the other ones will be.
True.
But another thing that they gave us with the promotional schedule, guys, and this is, I'm excited to hear what you think, Roseanne. We are going to get another music video for Dynamite. And this one's going to be strictly choreography.
Huh.
But it's filmed at a secret venue. And this will be coming out on September 25th. Now, this is what everybody's been, you know, theorizing, guessing, like, hey, what is the secret venue? And obviously, this is going to be a totally different look, guys, because for them to not give us the secret venue, this is not going to be just the choreography of what we know.
In a dance studio.
Exactly. And also, it's not going to be the version of what we have, like the B-side or the original one.
You know,
they could have just given us the choreography version of those where they're either behind the, not behind, but the grass is behind them with the fireworks, you know, shooting up.
Yeah.
Or in the club scene or anything, or in the parking lot scene, not parking lot, but in front of the diner.
Oh, yeah, the dining area.
I mean, I guess it is a parking lot, but the diner. And so that's not going to be that, because this is a secret venue, because it's somewhere else, guys. Like, we're going to get a different type of music video solely showing the choreography, but I'm just excited to see what this secret venue is.
Right.
And I want to know, Roseanne,
mm-hmm.
do you have any guesses as to what the secret venue is?
Well, immediately, this is just me, a rooftop.
Okay.
But hold on, is it cold now? Nah, I don't know. Actually... It's kind of like, why would they say secret venue? You know what I mean? Wouldn't they just put like choreography? I don't know. They're just hyping us up by saying secret venue. So if not a rooftop, it has to showcase what Korea is. You know what Seoul is.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I keep thinking rooftop. How about you? What do you think?
So now that I look back at what Yoongi said, I don't know if you guys have been checking out all the interviews that they've done, but there's a lot. So you could just Google or YouTube BTS interview, and you're going to get a lot that they've done for Dynamite. But in one of the interviews, Yoongi revealed that they had something else planned for the VMA stage. So originally they wanted to do something else, but because of the weather in Korea, which was, it was raining in Korea at the time, they couldn't do it. So they had to go with the alternative, which was what we got. And they killed it, obviously, but it was in front of a green screen, you know. They weren't in a location, but they weren't in the desired location that they thought of first.
Got it.
Anyway, now that they revealed at Secret Venue, I'm thinking that maybe this is now this.
Oh, the original.
Like, they're going to make up for that. Yeah, like, they're original. And because he said that they planned to do it, but it was raining, they couldn't, I'm thinking it's going to be outside.
Rooftop.
Because...
I'm
I know, right? Hey, it could work out, Roseanne. It could work out. Because if you're inside, the weather is not, you know, the rain is not going to impede anything unless it cuts out power, I guess. But it's really not ruining anything.
Yeah.
And if it is outside, well, it is, because it's raining. You're going to ruin the set. The people are going to get wet. It's going to be slippery. The guys, it's dangerous. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking... it's kind of like a redo of that, you know, like, hey, we didn't get to do it for the VMAs, but let's do it for our choreography version of the music video.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's going to be something like on the manifesto film?
Something like that. I feel like it's going to be in front of like a Korean monumental thing. You know what I mean? Like, something that's really important in Korea. Whatever that may be, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited.
I'm excited. Yeah, no, for sure. Because the fact that they're already saying this is a music video. Because usually, any kind of choreography video, they wouldn't say it's a music video. So I guess what I was thinking, maybe it's going to be like the on type of thing. Maybe they have like flashy cameras and a cool background. So yeah, for sure. Like, I agree with Jose. They might try to showcase what is Korea, like what's Seoul. While we're waiting for those other performances, we already got the Grammy performance, the Press Play at Home. Now, this is something that the Recording Academy did to help raise funds for those working in the music industry that was affected by COVID-19. So it was really nice. The set was pretty simple, and it really like highlighted BTS's live vocals. Let me just say it. Live vocals. And it was just, the camera wasn't going crazy, so you could also, like, you know, get some close-ups but also see the choreography. So it just really highlighted their talent. It was so odd, though. You know how it was just new to me, but I know it's for the general public, where they had like little facts on the side.
Oh yeah, the little tidbits, like, hey, Dynamite did this, BTS did this.
Right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm like, okay, it's for the general public. So, but you know, I really do hope, you know, this could be another way for like the general public just to run across and learn more about BTS and dive into the rabbit hole after this.
I also think that the text is also helping the Academy members look at what they've achieved. Because the Recording Academy, obviously, it's a lot of people, but it's also artists, it's also producers, it's also direct, you know, it's a lot of people that work in the music industry that are in the Recording Academy, and being in the Recording Academy, you are a voter, so...
Yes.
It's essentially, they are the public as well, so having that little font in the corner telling people, you know, BTS have achieved this, Dynamite has achieved this, and this is, these are the guys right here in front of you performing live with a choreography, with a simple set, but because they want to, you know, showcase their performing skills and their talent, it's kind of like, you know, please consider them as contenders for a Grammy Award, you know?
Ooh.
And I feel like it does help the public, the general public, but it also helps the public that are in the Recording Academy as well.
Makes sense. The last few things on our like big goal bucket list is, of course, to get like them nominated for the Grammys. I mean, they were nominated, but it was for their album design. It wasn't necessarily for like their song, their ability. So hopefully they'll get a nomination and hopefully a win. Honestly, I feel like I'm not trying to be biased or anything. I'm just going off of like stats and how much a song has achieved. And I feel like Dynamite was the song of 2020 as far as like achievements go. I mean, the cutoff date for the Grammy eligibility was last month on the 30th.
I'm there with you, Rosen. Like, if people are going to call us biased, then I'll be biased. But at the end of the day, they deserve it. They've earned it. I want them to be nominated for as many as possible, obviously. But I think best group has to be like one. It has to be signed, sealed, delivered. Like, we're just waiting for the announcement. Like, that's one that I'm like, I'm just waiting for that. Like, if anything, if nothing else, like, we know they got the group one. And if they don't, I don't know what the Academy is on.
That's a thing. Like, I was expecting them to be there this year, actually, or last year, technically.
Yeah.
I guess I just have my hopes up more this time around because maybe last year was like a disappointment. But it's kind of like there is no way people can like keep denying them. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. And I just had a light bulb moment.
Ooh, huh?
Another one is the music video. There is a category for best music video as well.
That's right.
And the Dynamite music video has really helped so many during this time. And if we want to go with statistics, they have the record. So it's also like, come on, y'all. Like, they should also get the best music video category. Come on.
Right? And then, yeah. You know, I heard like getting a Grammy is like so, so hard. Like, at least a nomination. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But also, hopefully, a solo performance. People were telling me they don't get performances unless they're like either a nominee. So we shall.
That's true. There are very, very rare occasions where an artist performed that isn't nominated that year. Mm-hmm. One example, actually, I have two examples. I don't know how I know this, maybe because back then I was like, I had more free time. But the year, and if y'all want to correct me, y'all can. I'm not saying this is 100% sure, but if I'm not mistaken, the year that Beyonce performed Drunk in Love with Jay-Z, she was not nominated at all. Oof. That year, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Jay-Z was, and that was a shoe-in for her. Like, that was a way for her to do it.
Yeah.
But the other one that I know for sure, was Katy Perry. 1 year she performed and she was not nominated that year. I forgot what performance it was, but she performed and she was not nominated at all that year.
Interesting. Was it Firework? I thought that went viral. But
I don't remember exactly which one, but I think because she was previously nominated, that's what let her be. So that's, I don't know exactly the rules. I just know there is a rule where it's like, you're not able to perform unless you are nominated that year. Mm. But then there are some exceptions. And now I'm thinking that maybe the exceptions is if in the past you have been. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. And like, the only reason why BTS was able to perform last year was because Lil Nas invited them on to his set.
That's exactly it. And I think it was also them, you know, saying yes because they also wanted to. That was one of their goals, to perform. And obviously to have more exposure because that's more exposure for the Recording Academy as well.
Yeah. You know? So it's really cool how Lil Nas invited them. And they didn't find out until like last minute either. I guess they were invited last minute.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember that too. Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's a foot in. So hopefully this time they'll have their whole body in. One step at a time, you guys. Armies have built up this thing where we're just so patient. It's kind of like a long, it's not a sprint. It's honestly like a marathon that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We're not going to get results right away.
And I don't want to jinx it. I truly don't. I mean, but like, I feel it in my bones that they are going to.
Right?
Like, I feel it. I feel it. I just don't want to be let down.
Can you feel it? Okay, sorry. But yeah, I know what you mean. But you know what? We're going for it. The boys are saying it too. Their goal, of course, is just to continue doing what they're doing, making us happy with their music. But of course, if they were to have a goal, RM also did mention that Grammys was one of them. So, and of course, Suga. So the boys.
Yeah. You know. It was funny because they did the press conference for the Billboard Hot 100 announcement, and the host, or I guess the person interviewing them, asking the questions, he said, you know, it's been said that what Yoongi wishes happens, and so we would like to know what's your next goal. And it was his reaction. Yoongi has been so happy. It's been a pleasure to see him smile so much, right? You know what I mean? And so happy. And he was like shy, but he was like, I'm hesitant in saying because I don't know what else to say. But then he's like, he did mention that they have performed, but he was like, I would like a solo stage. And he also said, of course, an award would be amazing. An award would be amazing. But for now, let's say a solo performance. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope so. I hope so.
Fingers crossed. Come on, Recording Academy. Yes. So you know what? We'll look back at this episode and be like, yes, see, got it. Until now, it's fingers crossed.
Yes.
But I don't know. I was scrolling through my Twitter. I haven't been as active on Twitter, you guys. But I did run into this little video teaser. And it was from Samsung Mobile. I don't know if you got to see that little teaser, but it had like a captions saying suit up, something big is on its way, with the hashtag Galaxy BTS. And it was like a video of, I think it was Jungkook walking to like a little tailor shop, and I think it was Hobi in front of him, and it had the words "The Strange Tailor Shop Coming Soon."
I did watch it, and sorry to let you down, Roseanne, but that's Jin, that's not Hobi. I also thought Hobi right away for some reason because of the silhouette, but then I looked at the outfit and that's Jin, because if you look at the color of the suit, that's what Jin is wearing in his solo.
Is it the same suits that they wore in the photo shoot?
Yeah, in the solo. Yeah.
Oh, it's Jin. I don't, I think the reason why I said Hobi was also because his Ego music video.
I totally get it though, because I was like, didn't he have the whole, you know, suit tailor shop?
Wait, what was that movie again? Kingsman. There you go. Like the Kingsman yes. vibe. Mm-hmm. So I was just really confused because, like I said, I haven't been as active on Twitter. And so I'm like, what is coming? Did I miss something? Was there something previous to this other than the phones? Like they've been, and the watches they've been showcasing? What
is right. That? So this is for, if I'm not mistaken, this is for the new Galaxy Note, because the new photo that we got with the guys together and their solo shots, they're holding the new Samsung phone. And the teaser that we got, the Strange Tailor Shop teaser, I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm thinking it's going to be a commercial, like a full commercial for the new phone. But because they're saying that it's something big, I feel like it's going to be in like a production. Like this is not just some regular
video, like Hyundai. They had a whole music video.
I don't know. Now that you say, because for the Ioniq Hyundai one, that was a song, you know, and I don't know if they're going to be getting a new song for this, you know what I mean? Or if they perform just a song of theirs with it.
I
actually didn't think about that. I didn't think about that, but I'm thinking it's going to be like a big commercial. You know, like a Super Bowl halftime commercial. You know how these companies pay millions of dollars to show their commercial during the Super Bowl because they're huge, and then the commercials are like big time production. I feel like it's going to be like that. Like something big.
Got it. So of course, you know, because it's Galaxy, so the Samsung is going to be phone related, but yeah, it'd be really interesting. So it's something maybe like theatrical, film, maybe music video. We shall see. The Strange Tailor Shop.
There was a poll and it says, spot anyone familiar, guess which of the following BTS members will be featured in the upcoming film The Strange Tailor Shop, and then they give you like pairings to vote on.
So this is gonna be Jungkook and Jin.
Yeah, that's the one, because those are the two that are in the teaser. So they do say film. So is it going to be a movie?
Oh, so apparently, okay, Jose just informed me there was a little poll that I was not aware of. But apparently, Samsung Mobile on Twitter asked, spot anyone familiar? Guess which of the following BTS members will be featured in the upcoming film, The Strange Tailor Shop. And they had pairs, which is Jin and RM. Wait, that throws me off then, because then we thought it was Jin and Jungkook. Oh, wait, I see Jin and Jungkook. But let me keep reading. I'm sorry. Girl. Sorry, the first option is Jin and RM. Second is Suga and J-Hope. Third is Jimin and V. And the fourth one is Jungkook and Jin. Ah, okay. So the last people are seeing Jungkook and Jin. I'm gonna click on it right now. Okay, so the fact that they are saying film.
So it's not that's where I'm like, that's where I'm like, I think it's a commercial, but they're just naming it a film. Like, are we also getting a movie?
Yeah, like an extended commercial, which turns into a film. And I've seen something similar to that before, actually. Well, it was like Japanese commercials where it's literally a film. So they would have like little snippets, and it just it has like a storyline, like it's a continuation. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's going to be something like that where it features like duos.
Maybe. And we don't know when this is going to be announced, guys. It literally just says coming soon. And so we're just waiting like everybody
we're
else.
Just chilling. We're just waiting. But yes, before we move on to the next segment, we just wanted to give quick announcements of pre-orders and merch that you guys might not be aware of. Yes. So as we're talking right now, hopefully you guys have caught on to it. This is like a week later, basically. They released pre-orders for the School Love Affair Special Edition. Did I just say audition?
Well, yeah, because it is addition.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so I did say addition. There you go. Yes. Yes, addition. And it's
available, like a play on words.
Oh, you're right. Because in my head, I'm like, addition. Did I type that wrong? Oh, Lord. It's available right now, actually, you guys. But don't worry, you have until October 13 to pre-order. So that gives us a lot of time. And I saw Jose pre-ordered.
Yes, I grabbed that right away. Because, Roseanne, I don't know if you've seen, these are, like, rare. These special edition albums, they only made a certain amount when it was first released. Uh-huh. And without the Weverse shop, you could get it on reselling sites, but people are selling them for upwards of $300.
Right. I saw it for $700. I was like,
I know. I was like, what? And so when I saw that they were going to stock them up and sell them again, I was like, let me get it before they sell out. Because this is like, guys, if you are able to, this is like a hidden gem for BTS albums. They did not make these in like large amounts. So if y'all can, get it.
For sure. Yeah, you have until October 13, you guys. So save up. Get it.
Until Jimin's birthday.
Woo! And you know, of course, whenever I think of like October, everything is just ending in October. So I'm not going to even go there, y'all. Who have been listening to the podcast already know. But also, literally, they dropped the Dynamite merch, which is kind of like a little thank you to us armies. It's merch saying 2020 BTS Dynamite, you sent us to the top. And that's already available on Weverse Shop. But also, I saw this today when I was scrolling through Twitter. They also got In the Soup merch. Jose?
Yeah.
It's going to be, by the time you're listening to this, it should be available on the Weverse shop as of like September 11. Did you get to see the pictures? These are actually like cute designs, and I feel like I could wear some of them as well.
I saw some. But I didn't see like all of the ones that are going to be available. So I only have a pretty vague idea of what it's going to look like. But I can't say that for sure. You know, I only saw I saw a hoodie, but I didn't see all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried scrolling through because they posted a couple of pictures and I feel like there might be like more merch to it. But literally they have a lot. So far we see like shirts, sweaters, hoodies, bag, slippers, pouch, aprons, mugs. And more, probably. So, I don't know. I might cop some. We shall see. Because, you know, shipping bites my AZZ. And your girl's trying to save. But yeah, check them out, you guys.
Yeah, and I actually really like the logo of In This Soup. I don't know what, like, I know it's just In The Force, but for some reason I like that it's something that only ARMY know, you know what I mean? So like, if I were to buy a shirt that said In This Soup, people might be like, well, first of all, if they're reading, they might be too close to me, and Miss Rona is here, so y'all have to back up. But if it's of my family or my boyfriend, they might be like, oh, what is that? And that can, you know, explain, you know, like, oh, In The Soup is this, and this.
True. I didn't even think about that. Like, people wouldn't recognize, like, us ARMYs are the only ones that could be like, oh, they're an ARMY. Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So can't wait for that. I feel like they've been pushing a lot of merch out there. So, you know, just keep an eye out on the Weaver shop. Download that app in case you, you know, you want to get those.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Interlude ARMY. We invite you to check out our friends at ARMY Magazine, the first all-digital magazine for BTS and ARMY. Through their worldwide volunteer employees, they strive to bring factual and trusted information about BTS. With new issues posted quarterly and fun blogs covering a variety of interesting topics, ARMY Magazine is for ARMY, by ARMY. Take a look at www.armymagazine.co or find them through at Army Mag Official on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right, we're back with another quiz, you guys. This is our third quiz. And so far, the ones that me and Jose have been doing have been really fun. Honestly, I feel like we learn more about each other and also about ourselves.
Yes.
So it's really interesting. This title is actually pretty interesting. Jose found this one through BuzzFeed. We're not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but maybe in the future. I'm just kidding. The title is Attend a Party to Find Out Which Member of BTS Is Actually Your Bias. So, pretty interesting.
That's so specific.
Right? It's like, oh, okay, we're going to go to a party. What if, okay, I'm going to say I might get, I'm just going to say Suga. How about you, Jose?
No, you need to tell me why. Why do you think Suga?
I am, like, I really like parties, but I'm also, sometimes my introverted side kicks in, and sometimes I like to just chill in a corner. Or, like, just, I like being around people who I'm familiar with. I don't really, like, mingle around. How about you?
Okay, okay. So I think it's gonna be Jungkook, and not just because he is my bias, but I feel like at a party, like he has, like he. I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming that he has fun, and you know, he like talks with his friends and stuff, but he sticks around maybe with his friends and doesn't really, you know, go and meet other people. And that's what I do at parties. Again, I'm only guessing, guys, because I really don't know how he acts at parties, but like I'm like that. Like if I'm at a party with a friend or with somebody that I know, I'm pretty much gonna stay with them the whole time that I'm there. And then if I talk to somebody, it's because we go together as a group, or they come to us and we're together, you know what I mean? I'm not just like, okay, I'll see you later, girl, or whatever, and then it just keep. And I feel like Jungkook is that type of person too. Like he arrives with friends and he's gonna be with his friends and talk to several people, but he's not gonna just leave his friends to go party and mingle by himself. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
this is gonna be interesting. Okay, okay, so you got Jungkook, I got Suga. Like I'm pretty interested to see who we're gonna get, like who our actual biases through this party is. Can discover something about ourselves.
I know, imagine we're like, have I been lying to myself this whole time?
I know, our bias is not really our bias. Kidding, no. Gonna mess with us, so, like, psychologically. All right, the first question is, who is hosting the party? You, your best friend, someone in your friend group, family, an acquaintance, the person you're dating, you don't know, or you're partying alone.
That's funny, you don't know, because I think that's what I'm going to pick. Some of the parties that I've been to, is like I've been invited to, and I'm like, who is that? Like, who? But because my friends are going, so I'm just going to say, you don't know.
Ah, makes sense, makes sense. Mine would be my best friend. It's like,
okay. So the next question is, how do you spend the day of the party? Posting about how excited you are online, grabbing food with friends, texting your friends to make sure that they're definitely still going, planning your route to and from the party, getting on with your day like normal, preparing food to take along with you, sleeping, picking the perfect outfit.
Texting my friends to make sure they're still going. No, I'm just kidding. Usually it's my best friend that's hosting it and my friends. If it's like a random person's thing, I would always be like, hey, are you still going? Because I wouldn't go. But if this is my best friend's party, it's usually I'll just get going with my day like normal. So. How about you?
So let me see. I think planning your route to and from the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like deciding who's gonna drive and who's gonna not drive. Like, are you driving? Am I driving? So that we know who's the designated driver. You know what I mean? So, and obviously this is all pre-corona because nobody's, I mean, I'm not partying right now. Yeah.
Pre-corona.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with planning your route to and from the party. How am I getting home? How am I getting there? Yeah, that's what I
makes sense. Interesting. Yeah. Who do you get ready with? Your group of friends? No one. Your other half? Your dog.
So I don't have a dog. I live alone. So no one.
Oh no. mine is my other half because I usually don't go to a party without him, or if it's special occasions where he works the next day, then I go by myself, but my other half.
Okay. You're at the front door. How do you make an entrance? Slide in quietly and head for your friends. Trip over the door frame. Make a loud announcement. Avoid eye contact with everyone. Oh, I know what you're going to pick.
Slide in quietly and head for your friends?
No, I was going to say make a loud announcement. Roseanne is here. I'm just kidding.
Roseanne is here. Excellent.
Party over here.
Oh, no. No. Usually I'm like, where's my friends? Let me go. Oh, gosh, how about you? Wait.
Honestly, it would be sliding quietly and head for your friends, but okay. I mean, it could also be trip over the door frame because I'm like clumsy.
That's Jose for you. Trip over the door.
But I'll say sliding quietly and head for your friends.
That's
the tripping has only happened like maybe once or twice.
What? Once or twice? That means it happens often. My gosh.
Okay.
Next question is, you need a drink. What do you choose? A light beer, anything, whiskey, champagne, whatever your friends are having, spiced rum and Coke, whatever has the highest alcohol percentage, you pace yourself and start with a soft drink.
I'm gonna go with that. You pace yourself and start with a soft drink. But honestly, I don't drink. It's not that I'm like not a drinker, but I prefer not to drink. Do you know what I mean? Like the only times that I drink is like if I really want to. Like I'm like, okay, I'll have a cocktail, and then that's just it. But normally, I don't drink. Yeah. So I'll go with you pace yourself and start with a drink. Oh, you too? Yay.
Yeah. I just like soda. So like when we go there, so I could still have fun without alcohol. But sometimes my friend wants me to try like wine. I'm down for wine. Mm-hmm. But I really don't like the taste of alcohol. It's so like when I take a shot, it looks like I'm being like shocked by electricity. That's how my face looks all the time.
Oh my God. I've never heard of that description before.
It honestly, Jose, that's how I look like. It feels like someone's like shocking me. So I just prefer not to drink alcohol unless I have to. And wine is not so bad. But yeah, soda, soft drinks.
Okay. So the next question is, you end up with the aux cord.
Ooh.
Which BTS song do you play? Ooh. Boys with Fun, Dimple, Spine Breaker. You don't play a BTS song. What? Oh. Mic Drop Remix, Boy With Love, Idol, or home?
I usually go for my drop remix for like people who aren't really new to BTS. I mean, who are new to BTS, girl? What am I saying? How about you?
Well, this is the thing though, Rose, and you got to think about, you're heading to the party. So who are you heading to the party with?
Let's start. Oh, there. I thought I'm already in there. I thought I'm already in the party.
Oh, wait. I'm never mind. You might be right.
Boy, we went through the door already. You almost tripped, remember?
I'm all thinking we're still on the way.
Jose is late. He's still trying to figure out how to get here. He's looking at his route map. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, mic drop, right? That's what you...
Yes, yes. Okay, now how about you, Jose?
I'm going to say home because apparently I'm still home. No, I'm just kidding.
He's still home in his story.
You know what I'm going to play? You know what I'm going to play?
What?
Honestly, I'm going to play Dimple. I feel like Dimple's such a... chill, like, to start it off, you know, I'm not going to give them, like, a bam. Like, here's one of the big, you know, in-your-face BTS songs. Let me start it off a little bit. Simple, hey. Dimple. So, Dimple.
Oh, got it. Oh, that's a good way. Mm-hmm. Next one is, it's halfway through the night, but Jose, it's just beginning. How drunk are you? All sense of reality has escaped you. Drunk enough to dance. Totally sober. You've become good at beer pong. Oh, Jose, what's yours?
Well, mine is totally sober, but okay. I don't get you've become good at beer pong. I would feel like if you're so drunk, you're not good at beer pong. You're missing everything.
Actually, I have a story to tell you.
Okay. Story time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not drunk. I actually never ever got drunk yet. I've gotten tipsy. But there has been nights where I love beer pong, and I literally like won like 8 rounds of beer pong one night. Well, damn. I was so full. This is graphic, but I had to let go of some of the beer, like, you know, from my system to fit more beer. That's how much I drank. But I wasn't drunk. I wasn't drunk. But ooh. So, you know, okay. I'm going to go with you've become good at beer pong.
Yeah, I'm totally sober because I'm not drinking. All right. So, next question. Which party game are you winning? Jenga? Ring of Fire? I have no idea what that is. Ring of Fire? Beer pong or spin the bottle? Well, we know yours, Roseanne. You just said it.
Beer pong. Let's get... Wait, Ring of Fire might be King's Cup. I don't know. I gotta look that up. I've never heard of that like name before.
What is that?
King's Cup is another game where each card is assigned a thing that you need to do, and if you get the king, you have to pour it into whatever you're drinking into a big cup. And usually people are drinking different things, so whenever they get the king, they pour however much into that cup, and the person who gets the last king has to drink that cup.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So I've never heard of it. So obviously that's not it for me.
What is your Jenga? I'm just kidding.
No, that is Roseanne. That is it. Jenga. It's so funny because there's a picture of a little boy playing Jenga. That's me. That's me right there.
That's Jose with Jenga. Oh my gosh, I could imagine you. And you're still sober too, so you're killing it. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
The next one is your crush gets with someone else. Ooh, what?
Excuse you?
Hello? How do you react? You're unfazed. You throw a tantrum. Show them what they're missing through the means of dance.
Okay.
Go outside for some air. Get with someone else instead. Begin crying. Accept it and move on. Danny, quick. I don't have a crush on anyone. What? Wait, hold on.
So I'm like assuming crush is your... I know, right? It's crush. I'm assuming it's your boyfriend because we both have boyfriends.
Yeah. So this is...
Or is this if we don't have a boyfriend?
This would make more sense if we don't have a boyfriend because this is none of these would go with if I had a boyfriend.
So I guess hypothetically, if we were single... let's say if we were single, mm-hmm. what do we do if our crushes were with someone else?
What would you do, Jose?
Honestly, I'm not even trying to like front, but I think I would just accept it and move on. Like I'm not like, how do I say this? Like, I'm not going to be begging anyone to like be with me. You know what I mean? I guess that also is you're unfazed. I guess you're unfazed is better. Kind of like, oh, well, like,
yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. If you're unfazed, that sounds more like.
Yeah.
Mine would be show them what they're missing through the means of dance.
Yeah. Well, damn. All right.
Yeah. Your girl loves to dance. So I'll just, you know, do that.
Alrighty, the night is ending. Oh, so we're at the end of the night already?
Okay.
The night is ending. How do you get home? Walk home together with friends. You steal a bike from the host's shed? Oh my God. You get in a taxi or your parents give you a ride.
All right, Jose, what was your plan? I'm just kidding.
Remember I said that like I would be like, who's driving us back? But none of that is like one of the options. Because the only one, it says walk home, but we're not walking.
Why? What if you live so far? Maybe if you just change that into...
No, I'm going to go with you get a taxi, even though it's going to be a Lyft. I'll change it to you get in a Lyft instead of taxi, but I'll choose that one. What about
you? Got it. I guess it's just... walk home together with friends
or even if it's bike. 20 miles away
I would walk to whoever's house is closer.
okay yeah, that's smart.
Walk to my friend's house. Oh, we're not done yet.
I thought it was over.
The next question is, what do you accidentally leave at the party? Phone, shoes, bag, or a jacket?
Oh, I've left jackets so many times. So jacket for me.
Same. I've done that before.
Shoes, like it's why would your shoes be up? Oh, let me not ask that. Because that happened.
I see that happen.
Boy, I see that happen. honestly, jacket, because it's either hot or cold. And let me explain. Like, either you get hot inside, so you have to take off the jacket, or it's cold outside and you take it off once you're inside. You know what I mean?
Ah, God, that makes sense. Same. Yeah, that's the problem. I'm always usually cold, so I always bring like a sweater or a jacket. But if it's not around my waist, I put it somewhere and then sometimes I do forget it. So, yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we continue. It's the morning. I know. I thought that was it. But we're going a whole journey, y'all, because it's the morning after. What are you doing? Trying to figure out whose number is saved in your phone? Looking through everyone's stories? Sleeping? Throwing up? Oh my God. Making fun of friends who feel hungover? Texting your friends to make sure they got home safe? Lying to your parents about how much you had to drink? Making sure none of your clothes have alcohol stains?
Well,
the texting your friends to make sure they got home safe, I do that the night at the like before at going night? To bed.
I guess that counts, I do that at night. Right?
Well, yeah, but it's the morning after. So I think I'm still sleeping.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I'm sleeping. What about you, Roseanne?
Depending on like, I'm trying to like go through experiences, you know what I mean? Maybe making fun of my friends who feel hungover. Because I don't feel hungover.
Okay. Okay. That was my second option, actually.
Finally, which outfit did you wake up still wearing? Casual, high-end and colorful, something that complemented your best friend's look, quirky and androgynous, girly but dark, dressy with an oversized jacket, vintage or comfy, but quirky. That's a lot of options.
I know that is. I think I'm going to say casual.
That's more comfy.
Yeah. Because the comfortable, it says comfy, but quirky. And I don't think I dress quirky. Or I don't know. But I'm going to say casual. Just regular.
I think I'm just going to go with dressy with an oversized jacket because I'm always cold. But I like to dress up.
Okay. So I'm going to go with casual.
Oh my God, I already got something.
Oh, snap. Me too. Okay. Who goes first?
You go first.
Okay. Girl, y'all, this is revealing a lot.
What? Who did you get?
I got Min Yoongi. And if y'all know the history between me and Yoongi,
oh my God.
He's been coming a lot. He's been coming for me. Let me read the description. It says, yes. Master of witty one-liners and apparently your heart, Suga is the bias wrecker to end all biases. If you're not convinced, watch the Boy With Love dance practice and then we'll talk. Ooh, they just came for my neck. I feel attacked. I feel personally victimized.
That is so funny. Like, Yoongi has been coming for you, especially in these quizzes, too.
I know. What is going on?
It's a sign. Jungkook, I'm telling you, we're discovering. We're discovering something. I'm telling you through these quizzes.
What about you, Roseanne? What about
you? I actually got Kim Seokjin.
Ooh.
What? You know what? Maybe. Let me read it. It's like, okay. All you really need in life is someone to look after you. Until then, Jin's your boy. If you're unsure of this evaluation, pay close attention to the Fire music video and then tell me I'm wrong. You won't. Oh, blonde hair. His blonde hair, huh?
The way they're calling us out, like, I can't even speak, Roseanne. Like, Yor said, if you need reassurance, just watch Fire. And then with mine, it's like, if you're not convinced, watch Boy With Love, and then we'll talk. It's like, damn.
Oh my God, okay. They're calling us out. Hold up. You know what, though? Jin, he does look over, I mean, all, you know, his character, he seems like, because I don't know him personally, but he seems like someone who would look after you, like they said, you know? Very interesting.
You need supervision, Roseanne? You need supervision? Is that what I'm getting?
I know, right? Like, what did I... I'm just good at beer pong. I need someone to supervise me. Oh, my God. Jin's gonna be my beer pong partner. That's why.
That was fun.
That was...
I love these quizzes.
Me too. I can't wait to do another one and see if Jose's gonna get Yoongi again.
See if we're like, they keep exposing us. Like, damn, I feel personally attacked.
So those were all the updates and the fun quiz that we had for today. Let's start with our favorite segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. If you want to submit your letter or voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read them in our future episodes.
And we have one letter for today, and this letter is from V. Oh my God, is this Taehyun, Roseanne? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, he submitted a letter.
Imagine, I'd be like dead. Okay. No, but it's not. Okay. Hi, Roseanne and Jose. First off, thank you for introducing me to the Himalaya app. I'm into podcasts at the moment, and Himalaya delivers. It's easy to use, and there are shows that are right up my alley. So thanks again. I've been listening to K-pop since the mid-2000s. What attracted me to it, and still does, is the upbeat songs and great vocals. I have my favorite groups, although I have yet to see any of them live, for various reasons. The first time Bangtan really caught my attention was in 2015. It was a rough year for me. I listened to HYYH Part 2 and fell head over heels in love with Run and Butterfly. Those two songs really got to me and cheered me up, and still do very much. Bangtan caught my attention again during the Wings era. I remember thinking the Blood, Sweat, and Tears MV is pretty, but I didn't understand what it's about. That was before I heard about Damien, of course. They came into my radar again in early 2018 during the US promotion. Good things come in three stages, I guess. I started watching more of their videos and listening to more of their songs. The rest is the journey down the rabbit hole.
Being a fiction writer by profession, I'm inspired by their work ethics and dedication to their craft. Yoongi's views on the creative process are very relatable, reassuring even. Last April/May, I was supposed to have a novel released. It was elements of dancing and sunshine in the story because I was thinking of Hobi when writing it. But due to COVID, the publication date has been delayed indefinitely. I hope, intentional pun, the publisher will decide on a date soon. Bangtan's song lyrics have helped me a lot. You give me the best of me, so you give you the best of you, is always a wonderful reminder. Intro persona came right when I was thinking of giving up. Oh, do you want to go? Do you want to fly? Hearing that part is like getting invigorating breath of air. Thank you for reading my rambling. You two are doing a great job with discussions, theories, and interviews in your podcast. Keep it up. Stay safe, healthy, and happy. Aw, thank you so much, V.
Yes, thank you, V.
That's really interesting. The fact that you got into K-pop in mid-2000s. You know how you mentioned that they came back around on your radar in early 2018, and since then it's kind of like if you're meant to be with them, they'll come back against us like that. Wait, I'm bound to work over this.
No, I know what you mean, and like she saw them, or they, I actually don't know the gender of this person, but they saw, or they caught their attention in 2015, but they didn't really necessarily consider themselves an army. That's what I'm getting from it. And then in 2018, they got their attention again, and that's when they were like, you know what, this is it.
Yeah.
This
is destiny. So, and the fact that you're a fiction writer by profession as well, I give writers props. That's a lot of, like, writing a novel, writing beautiful stories. Maybe you should send us like a little snippet or some of the books that you've written, like email it to us. We would love to like check it out, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say, actually, is like, I wonder if now you have a date. Hopefully you have a date, and I'm happy that you didn't give up, you know, that you're going to keep going with the novel if it's not been released yet.
Yes. Thank you for your letter again. So this was another chill episode, Jose. Mm-hmm. What did you think about it?
I loved it. Again, so many achievements with Dynamite, so many performances, announcements. Like, these guys are giving us so much to talk about and so much to look forward to.
Yeah.
But also the relaxation of, like, having time to, like, talk and not the pressure of like, oh my god, we have another interview. I mean, I love interviews, I truly do, guys, but like, there's this sense of like, okay, we're it's just us today, we can like learn more about each other with these quizzes and have fun, so that's also exciting. What about you, Rosa?
I feel the same. Like, I love doing interviews, but you know what comes before the interview is coming up with questions, and just like I always feel nervous about it, you know what I mean, because we're interviewing all these like, amazing people, and I would be lying if I said I wasn't like intimidated I don't feel pressured, you know what I mean? And so episodes like this where it's just me and Jose like doing quizzes finding out our real biases, no, just kidding. it's really fun, so I really do enjoy these episodes.
To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD. That's InterludeArmyPD. We also have an Instagram, and our Instagram is also InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes. So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, you guys. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week. Bye.
Yay, bye. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin.